You know, on this coming Thursday, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving Day here in the United States. It's a traditional time for family, food, fun, and a little bit of football. Yeah. You know, as a nation, we sort of pause once a year to give thanks, to be thankful for God's blessing. As God's people, it should be a lifestyle for us. We should live the lifestyle of thanksgiving, being thankful. Turn in your word to Psalms 30, 10. Psalms 30, 10. You know, thank God, for he's awesome. You probably saw it there on the screen. We got some people turning in their iPhone, some people on their regular Bible, some on the iPad, some both. Always wait. I watch the people on the front row here, see, and this is my gauge. So all y'all better catch up with the front row if you're behind, because they're all finished. So here we go. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You've turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Now, that's in the New King James. I want to read that from the NLT because it reads a little bit more like we would read. Hear me, Lord, and have mercy on me. Help me, O Lord. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I might sing praises to you, not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. You know, the psalmist here is suggesting a continued giving thanks to the Lord for what he's done. Have you ever known, realize that there's some things you should do, but you just keep putting it off and other things seem to get in the way? Anybody ever been there besides me? Tony, I know you have, so why didn't you raise your hand? But, you know, as we prepare for Thanksgiving, there's several different things that can hinder us in giving a thanks. You know, we sort of live in a little bit of a negative atmosphere sometimes. I mean, almost all the news that you hear is on the negative side, not on the positive side, all the bad. And have you ever noticed that in society that everybody seems to be so critical and everybody's griping about something. Everybody's blaming somebody else for their condition or the condition of the world. People making excuses and complaining about everything. And that's sort of the world we live in. But, you know, we need to have a thankful heart and be thankful at all times. You know, little story. I don't know whether it was true or not. You know, you can go on the internet and we pastors and preachers and we can get illustrations and stuff from different places. And I didn't know whether y'all knew that or not. Maybe I told my secret. But anyway, in a certain region in the world, they had hot springs and cold springs and they were side by side. So the ladies would come out. This was a natural phenomenon. And the ladies would come down, and of course, they would wash their clothes in the hot water, and then they would rinse them in the cold water. And a tourist that was coming by with a guide, he commented, boy, they must think Mother Nature is really generous to freely supply them with ample amount of clean cold water. I mean, hot water and cold water. The guide said, yeah, but they grumble because she doesn't supply any soap. You know, Thanksgiving should not just be in our lives for one day. It should be a positive thing that is with us continually. Being thankful. You know, there are too many people that walk around with the disease of discontentment. And it's hindering them from actually receiving any more from God. How many of you are parents or grandparents in this place? Now let me ask you a question. When your kids and your grandkids are thankful for stuff that you do for them, does it make you want to do more? Well, I see 25 hands that raised. I'm sure there's more than 25 people that it makes glad. Now, let's try that again. How many of you, when they come back, they say thank you, they hug your neck and say thank you, Poppy, or thank you, Dad? How many of you it makes you want to do this, do more? Don't you think Father God is the same way? You know, just being thankful for what he's given us and what we have. You know, people sometimes, they're instead of being thankful for what they have, they're complaining about what they don't have. You know, I don't know. I just the other day, you know, in the shower, and I was washing my hair, and I closed my eyes, and I was having to feel around for something, you know. And I did, right then, I started thanking God, and I've been doing it every day since then. It's been three or four weeks ago, thanking God for my eyesight. We take things for granted. We need to be thankful for what we have. We begin to look around. I mean, you know, one guy said to me one time, an older minister years ago said to me, he said, Ken, if you look around, you can always find somebody that's worse off than you are. So be thankful for what you have. You know, a minister one day he was teaching in another country, and he walked along the streets and he felt a tug at his pants, and there's a little boy there around 5 or 6 years old, and he looked up at him and he asked him for bread. And usually because there's so many of them, he usually didn't pay attention because there were so many he couldn't help all of them. But this day, this little boy got his heart, so he took him by the hand, he took him into the coffee shop, and he told the guy he wanted some coffee and to give the little boy whatever he wanted. And so he took his cup and went to the back of the restaurant to get some coffee, thinking that the little boy would do what most of them do when you would do that, just grab his pastry or his whatever bread and run off with it. But as he was filling up his coffee cup, he felt somebody tugging at his pants, and he looked down, and here was this little boy. And he just stood there, and he looked up at him, and he's holding the bread in his hand, and he said, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And that minister said, at that particular time, I'd have bought him the whole store. You know, sometimes we forget to be thankful. Remember the 10 leprous people, men in the Bible? Only one came back to give thanks to the Lord for healing them of leprosy. We get too busy, too tied up in all that we're doing and all that's going on around us sometimes to say thank you. You know, I try to make it a practice when I'm in a restaurant or even, you know, and I try to make a practice of saying thank you to the waiter or the waitress, you know, or in a store. Just be thankful. You know, anybody can be a grump. But hey, put a smile on your face and thank somebody for something. You know, I try to do it with my kids. I try to do it with my grandkids, my wife. I mean, I I think she made me a cup of coffee the other day, and I said, thank you. You know, so many times we take for granted too much. We need to be thankful. We lose sight of the fact that we are not as thankful as we should be. Anybody agree with that statement? Yeah. You know, I want to challenge you to realize that God is worthy to be thanked. What we have is because of Him. Right? Look at this as its verse. Oh, hear me, hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Be my helper. You know, be my helper. God is continually ready to help, but we have to ask. Let's go to Hebrews. And the writer here echoes the psalmist and what the psalmist was saying in Hebrews 13:5. Hebrews 13:5. I'm trying to learn to slow down. You know, most of the time I go so fast, y'all don't even have time to turn there. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that we might boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Many people are concerned about what others will think about them rather than about giving thanks to God. You know, wherever I'm at, sitting at a table, I'll just drop my head. There may be other people at the table like last night, and I just dropped my head for a minute and gave thanks for my food. I did it when I was in school. I did it in college. I do it in a restaurant. I'm thankful that I can have the money to go into a restaurant and buy food. You know, it hadn't been long ago that, I don't know, we were somewhere and Lynette said, man, we just, that's a lot of money just for that. And I looked at her and I said, you know, hon, we need to be thankful that we have the money to buy that if we want to. I said, there was a day that all we could do was look in the window. I remember those days. We just been married 51 years ago in December. And we were associate pastors, and we'd go to the mall and we'd buy one Coke and two corn dogs. And that was our going out to eat. And walk and sit there and eat and walk in the mall and look in the store windows because we couldn't buy nothing. All our furniture was hand-me-downs. We got some, from my mom, we had some early American maple furniture. And from her sister, we had a red contemporary couch. In the kitchen, I saw this drop leaf table sitting out by the curb for the garbage man to pick up. So I picked it up and I antiqued it. And that's what that was our kitchen table. And I went to the hardware store and bought a couple of chairs and antiqued them the same color. But you know, I thank God today for what I have. I thank God because I'm not where I was. How many of you thank God that you're not where you were 50 years ago, 25 years ago, 10 years ago? How many of you are way better off than you were a few years ago? It's all because of Him. It's all because of Him and what He gives us as we serve Him. You know, the author of Roots, anybody ever heard of about Roots, the movie, the book. Alex Haley. And he had a picture in his office of a turtle on top of a post. And they asked him, why you have this in here? And he said, well, every time I write something significant, every time I read my words and think that they're wonderful, and I begin to feel proud of myself, I look at that picture and see that turtle on top of that fence post and remember that he didn't get there by himself. He had help. And what he's saying here is I'm reminding myself that I didn't get to where I am by myself. I had help. You know, God helps us by, he's helped us by giving us his son. He's helped us by giving us his word. He's helped us by giving us the spirit. He's helped us by giving us the name of Jesus that we sing about, the name that's above every name, and the name that everything has to bow, both in heaven and on earth and under the earth. He's given us authority as a believer. We have the authority. He gives us strength. He gives us faith, favor. He gives us grace. He gives us a place in the family of God. You know, we need to learn to be thankful. Now let's go on in Psalms 30 there and on 11. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. That's the New King James. The NLT says it a little better. You've turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You've taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy. As we approach Thanksgiving Day, let us realize that God has done so much for us. He has turned our situations that looked impossible, he's turned them into possibilities. Luke 18:27, my favorite verse of scripture. Anytime people ask me to sign a book and you know, I sign my name, I always put Luke 18:27. When it's impossible with man, it's possible with God. You know, man, there are some people sitting here today that are in real life situations that really there is a place for sadness, and justifiably their tears are justified. But let me tell you this, if we'll not forget to thank God for what he's done for us, he can turn that sorrow into joy. He can turn those tears into a smile of gladness. You know, we look too much at what we don't have and not enough at what we do have. See, God can turn your midnight hour into a moment of deliverance. God can turn your sickness into health. God can turn your poverty into prosperity. God can turn your confusion into peace. God can turn make the crooked road straight. God can turn stumbling blocks into stepping stones. God can turn your tragedy into triumph. Now let's look on down at verse 12. And I'm just going to read it from the NLT. That I might sing praises to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I'll give you thanks forever. If for no other reason, we give thanks because he's worthy. This Thanksgiving, let us take time to thank God for what we have, what he has done for us, but also let us take time to thank those in our life, our family, our friends, others, that we are where we are today because they helped us. You know, y'all heard me many times from this pulpit talk about a man by the name of Kenneth Turner. He was the Sunday school teacher for 9, 10, and 11-year-old boys. And you've heard me talk about how that he would go out and probably in that day, you know, as a long time ago, you know, back in the early 50s and late 40s, actually, early 50s. But he would pick up, he'd see boys out playing, and he'd go ask their parents and he'd bring them to church. And I've been thankful for what Kenneth Turner put into me. At his funeral, my wife will tell you, there were hundreds of young men there in business suits and all kinds of dress at his funeral. He had touched their lives, and they were giving and showing respect. And I'm thankful for what he said to me. I'm thankful for my pastor that I grew up in. I'm thankful for my father-in-law that 6 years I sat under him as an associate, and he helped train me. I'm thankful for my father that trained me naturally, but also into spiritual things. See, we need to look back and be thankful for what has been done for us that has got us to where we are today. I can see your wheels turning as some of you are sitting there and you're thanking God because of where you are today. And as you look back, you realize you're like that turtle on that post. You're not here, but you didn't get here by yourself. There are many, many people, not only God, but many people that have touched your life and got you where you are today. See, let us be thankful because of the life that he's given us. It says in John 10:10 that he wants to give us life and give it more abundantly. We can thank God we have that abundant life. We can thank God that he's given us each other. We can thank God for all of our provisions. How many of you thank God for protection? How many of you can think of several different times right now you can think that you were protected by the hand of God? If it hadn't have been for him, you might not be here today. See, there's so many things to be thankful for, and sometimes we don't stop long enough to think about it. Instead of just at one time during a 12-month period, not just one day out of 365. Not just one week out of 52, but every day, every month, every week, let us be thankful for what he has done for us. How many of you could say, because of him, he has guided you through some rough spots in your life? How many of you can say he has brought you through when it didn't look like there was any way out? See, let us focus on being thankful for what we have instead of what we don't have. Robert Bruce describes this following incident. He was walking along a busy street one day and he heard a beautiful voice singing. And the voice was so beautiful, it was distinguishable above all the traffic and all the noise of people walking on the sidewalk. And he finally located the voice. And it was coming from a man that was pushing himself in a wheelchair with no legs. And so he ran and caught up with him and said, "I want you to know, friend, to hear you singing from a person in your condition, it gives us all a lift." The man answered with a smile, "When I stopped looking at what I'd lost and began to focus what I had left, I found there was much to sing for." You know, Andre Crouch in his song, My Tribute. You probably all know it. How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you give to me to prove your love. The voice of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to you. You know, when we're with family and friends, or if we're all alone, we can still lift our voice and sing a praise to him. We can still lift our voice and give a thank you, Jesus. He's worthy. Another story, a missionary, medical missionary, serving in a region where people were born with good eyesight. But as they got older, there, for some reason, they would lose their vision. And so this medical missionary found what the problem was, and they would come to him. He would perform a simple operation, and they would leave thankful, realizing that they would not become blind and that they could see for the rest of their lives. But he said not one of them ever said thank you, because the phrase did not exist in their dialect. But they had a phrase, and it said, I will tell of your name. And wherever they went, they would tell of the missionary's name, that it cured their blindness. They had received something so wonderful, they were able to proclaim it. Today, as we go forth, let us proclaim the name of Jesus. We have a word called thank you. We can say thank you, but let us not just say thank you for our salvation, for all that we have, but let us go out and proclaim that name, Jesus Christ, the Savior. Jesus Christ, the Healer. Jesus Christ, the soon coming King. Let us proclaim and be thankful for the name of Jesus. Because of that name, we have the life that we have today. Because of that name, you sit where you sit today. Because of that name, you can rejoice and be glad. Because of that name, you can shout and say, I have life and I have it more abundantly. Let us never, ever quit giving thanks to God for what we have. Heavenly Father, I've simply talked to these people for a few minutes today to try to remind them once again that all they have and all they can ever hope to have is because of you and your love. We thank you, Lord, and we're with grateful hearts, we say thank you. I would like every head to be bowed and for just a moment. If you happen to be in this place today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'd like for you to know him before you leave here today. If you happen to be here today and you know what it is to serve Christ, but you know you're not just exactly where you should be, and you need to rededicate your life to God, or you may be like a man that I talked to not long, well, a while back now. He said, I've been in church since I was a little boy, went to church all my life. And now I'm an older adult. And I still go to church, but I don't know if I ever actually asked Jesus to be my Savior. And he came and he said, I want to do that today. Maybe that's you. Anybody on any one of those three invitations, let me see your hand anywhere in this room. I want to pray with you and I'll pray for you. Upstairs, downstairs, wherever. Anybody, anywhere, on any one of those three invitations, let me see your hand. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Is there a hand over here? Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody else? Anyone else? Another hand? Thank you. Anybody else? Everybody stand, please. I'm going to go right down front. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want to ask you to come to the front right now. I want to shake hands with you, and I want to pray with you like I said I would. If you're in the balcony, the ushers will help you get down the stairs on this bottom floor. Just come on right now.
It really does matter.
Right here, man. Just stand right here. We'll wait for some others to come. Thank you for coming, man. Bless you. Come on, anybody, come on. There's some more hands that were raised. Bless you. Come on. These two young people stepped out. Don't be afraid to step out. You can't get anything if you're afraid to step out and come. Come on now. I think a couple more hands were raised. Maybe you were there. You didn't raise your hand, but you should have. Or you wanted to. Come on, we're going to wait just a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Congregation, reach your hands out. I'm going to pray with these young people. Heavenly Father, thank you for these young people today. I thank you that their life will never be the same again after today. In Jesus' name, amen. Helen asked you to go to a special place where you can be prayed with individually and in depth, okay? See Brother Greg right there. Would y'all just go to that place of prayer with him, please? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Got something you want to sing? Praise the Lord. Let's sing.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ,
tonight, 6 o'clock right here, and Wednesday we're going to flip the switch out in the park. Come and be with us. That's always a great occasion. And then right over here then for Hour of Power from 7 to 8, you can see on the screen where we're going to be. I'm going east today. There's all the rest of us. So we're going to sing a chorus, and then they're going to dismiss you. Hey, but remember, be thankful.